And a very happy Saturday morning, everybody. Saturday, December 24th, 2022. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Let me, I don't know if it'll be the first, but again, Merry Christmas Eve, and also happy almost over Hanukkah. I think this is the last, I can't figure it out. This is the seventh day of Hanukkah. Does it end on the eighth day, or is the eighth day another whole day, and it ends on the ninth day? I looked into that. I couldn't find it. I went to, the Yiddish Wikipedia. I couldn't find it anywhere. So I don't know if tomorrow is it, if today is it, or if Monday is it. I don't know what it is. It doesn't really matter. I am in Guadalupe. Nope, there's the duck. I wonder why it took him so long. I'm in Guadalupe. This is the third visit for me in Guadalupe on this contract. The first time I was here, I didn't go very far because the terminal is wrapped in barbed wire. It looks like a set of Hogan's Heroes or minimum security prison in upstate New York. So I didn't get too far. I walked outside of the terminal and I went maybe half a block and I went, I don't need this. And I came back, but last cruise, two great acts were over on the Enchanted Princess, Max Docelli and Matt Stanley. So we met up. The wife and I met up with them. We walked into the town here, found a little place to have a couple Heinekens. We talked about the business. Then we did a little shopping along the main street where there were quite a few stores. And that's where my wife found hairspray that I couldn't find at the CVS or the Walgreens in Miami. We found it in Guadalupe. Amazing. So I'm going to venture off. The wife is very busy. We have a Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day show. And she's got a real job. You know, I'm a comedian. So I'm going to venture out and visit with the people a little bit. Try not to get my wallet lifted. And maybe buy some wrapping paper. We're running short on wrapping paper. So it's really nothing important about the podcast, but I thought you'd want to know about my life at sea. All right. And there it is. I wonder why the duck took so long. I'm rambling. Let's get to it. Let's start. By the way, this is a short podcast. It is Christmas Eve. Don't break my chops. Carnival Cruise Line is the primary sponsor again this year of Dick Clark's New Year's Eve rock and roll Times Square party. And, you know, I discovered something reading a book the other day. The word rock and roll was used in the black community in the South, and it really means what you do when you're on Virgin Voyages and you have the time to play kid. Hey, baby, let's rock and roll. I didn't know that. I mean, when Bill Haley was singing Rock Around the Clock, he meant around that. It's before Viagra. Around the clock. Don't go that far. There he is. Thank you, Duck. Anyway, the rock and roll party, the second year in a row, Christine Duffy and the Carnival chef partner, Emeril Lagasse, will flip the switch to light the ball, or to make the ball come down and then light. I have no idea how much money Carnival Cruise Line has to pay for that, because millions and millions of people will see her do that. And, of course, they're going to talk about Carnival Cruise Line and Thunderstruck. That's the word they created. I'm surprised to not see Shaquille O'Neal there. He is the chief fun officer of Carnival, but I think one of two reasons for that. Number one, maybe he has a commitment to Turner Broadcasting for the NBA, and they do a lot of basketball on New Year's, Christmas Day, I should say. Or they didn't come up with enough cheese. Shaquille O'Neal refers to money as cheese. If someone wants my cheese, I saw him interviewed. He was talking about his kids. If kids want money for him, they have to have at least two college degrees if they want some of his cheese. So think about this. You weren't planning on listening to this podcast, and already you know that rock and roll means boom, 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 and cheese means money. If you want to start using that, knock yourself out. Anyway, I'm a fan of Christine Duffy, and there she is. I mean, she loves her company so much, she's going to freeze her tuchus off. There's a bomb cyclone hitting the United States. Also, I saw this morning on cruisehive.com. I couldn't verify it. I have friends that are on the Zuider Dam right now. I did text Scott and asked him, but according to cruisehive.com, Carnival has warned the guests on Carnival Vista. It's making its way back from Costa Maya, Cozumel. Hang on, because it was going to get really rough yesterday, really rough seas, high winds, high seas, because of the bomb cyclone. And the rumor is, according to cruisehive.com, thank you, that they will cancel the next cruise that's supposed to go out today into Mexico because of the winds, and it's not safe. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. If you're any good with a weather map and, you know, wind.com, and, you know, I have a website called hotair.com. Check it out if you want. But if you're going on that cruise, bring that white paper bag, I would think. I saw this. You know, I talked yesterday about the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill, and those sons of they passed it and went home for Christmas. Another $1.7 trillion. I am full of pork. It's full of everything. I mean, I don't think Jewish people should be able to vote for that. I mean, that thing is full of so much pork. That should be against their religion. Anyway, including in this massive bill, and that's the words of cruiseindustry.com, is something called the Omnibus Travel and Tourism Act. And it establishes the position of Assistant Secretary of Travel and Tourism in the U.S. Department of Commerce. Now, they were pushing for actually cabinet level for tourism, like the Secretary of Defense and everything else, but they didn't get it. But they got an Assistant Secretary, and for the first time ever, according to what I'm reading here, they have someone that can advocate for tourism in the United States. I guess every other country has somebody at a cabinet level or a little bit at the top there, and you know what it means, right? Just more money and more money and more money. Anyway, they passed the bill on Friday, and it's heading to President Biden's desk for his signature as soon as he can find the desk. And I saw this. This is interesting. This is going on in the medical business. Everybody that listens to this podcast knows that. Doctors now, there are doctors that don't want to deal with Medicare's fees and everything else. And if you want to see that doctor, you have to pay him a monthly fee, like a concierge fee, in order for him to even think about looking at your x-rays. He gets a check every month just to be there if you need him. Well, now the travel industry had a study done recently and found that many, many travel advisors are now charging a fee, not their regular commission, but they're charging somewhere between 6% and 9% extra. They're adding it in. They're going to sell you an airline ticket. They're going to sell you this. Going to sell you. Then in the bottom, it's going to say, okay, my fee is this on top of the fee they make. I don't know if you're willing to pay it. I don't see. Maybe Expedia can get away with it. Where suddenly they're going to add in, but I think Expedia is big enough that they're making enough money off the commission end of it. But according to this survey, 49% of the travel advisors that they polled, and that's basically what's happening when you're paying that fee, you're getting polled, they charge a fee. And 21% indicated they charge a service fee. They charge some fee. They have a name for it. It's like the resort fee. You know, $35. It was there if you wanted it. So I told you. Oh, I love this. Final story. Good news. You know, I love cruise line presidents to get out and do it. Get out and get involved. The Norwegian Spirit is now in Australia. It will sail, I think, 3 months around Australia. And that's the first time that NCL has had a ship down there in 3 years. Because I'll be very blunt. The Australians kill these ships. They are brutal on carbon, brutal on everything. The Aussies party. Oh boy, do they party. I mean, this isn't something I'm making up. Ask anybody in the industry. If you're putting a ship down, you better bring extra carpet and chairs and and beer and wine and liquor. Woo, do they drink. Anyway, so they had a big deal down there, and the ship is the Norwegian Spirit was actually the superstar Leo. How come every day I'm mentioning this guy Lim Kok Tae? When Lim Kok Tae and Genting Hong Kong controlled NCL, they controlled Star Cruises, and everything on Star was superstar. Superstar this, superstar bang, bang, boom, boom. Anyway, the superstar Leo was moved over to NCL and became the Norwegian Spirit. In 2016, maybe a little bit later than that, they spent $100 million revitalizing the Norwegian Spirit. The ship was built in 98. Now, I have a theory. There's no reason that anyone should believe this, or I know what I'm talking about. That was updated again. No, it was 2020. 2020, they updated the Spirit. The Spirit's 2,200 guests, okay? We are 684 guests here if we're full. Our Oceania Marina Riviera are 1,240 guests if we're full. It's not a big jump to get to 2,200 guests when you consider there are multiple restaurants, multiple bars, 1,000-seat theater, bigger casino. The companies that are going big, 5,055, the MSC, 6,000, the new global Disney, I wish I was on another ship, they're going to might push as many as 8,000 people. This is perfect. You got to ship. See, I know this through rumors. You know, Frank Del Rio, the boss of all, the boss of Capo de Capo, he believes in dumping money into these older ships to refurbish them to make them look brand new, because as long as they're mechanically safe and sound and they've been maintained, you got a hell of a deal here. You a new ship costs $500, $600, $700, $800 million to build. Now you put $100 million into this, all redone. And you kind of have a hybrid, because you have a ship where you go on there and it's not so big. So big. I mean, we used to work the Norwegian Dream. I think we had 1,600 or 1,800 people. It never felt crowded. 2,200, that's not a reach when you think about it. Anyway, I envision, because of who runs everything around NCL Holdings, that as the food and service improves on Norwegian, this size ship is where you're going to go when you want kind of like the Oceania region level of quality of food and service, but you want a little bit more. You want a little more nightclubs, you want a little more bigger, busier casino, those kind of things. I can't tell you I have any facts to back that up. I'm surprised the Duck has... I'm going to finish, Duck. Shut up. Anyway, the Norwegian Spirit is down there, and Harry Sommer, the president of Norwegian Cruise Line, flew to Australia to be there to welcome the ship to Sydney. They had a big event, a three-day cruise with all the travel planners and travel agency people. They had a nice dinner. They had entertainment the whole nine yards. And Harry was down there, and he said, you know, I'm thrilled to welcome... let me see what he says here. Australia and New Zealand are incredibly important markets for us, both as a source market and destination. We are committed to this region for the long term. Let me read... I'll go inside... Let me tell you what I think's happening here, too. China's gone. Baltics, Russia, gone. Those are two big, big, big drawing points. You're not going to see Shanghai and Beijing for a while. They got a mess over there. Look at that. And considering they're lying about how many people are dying over, they got a mess. So all of a sudden, Australia and New Zealand is. Because there was a time when the American-based cruise lines backed out of it. We would go there, you know, on a way through to somewhere. And we'd do a little bit in New Zealand and Australia, but we wouldn't be home-porting down there very often. I don't know that we ever did. Not home-port. We were in and out with Nautica. So this is a big market. But the problem with that is, boy, any touch of COVID, and these guys will shut it down faster than something. I should have had a... analogy for that, but you know what? It's Christmas Eve. Take it easy. Anyway, the Norwegian Spirit, $100 million refurbishment. They called it a refurbishment. They didn't call it a reimaging. I give them credit. They bought enough and put some new stuff in there. And Harry was down there. Good for him. I like that. I like it when the president of a cruise line shows up like John Padgett does, like Lisa Ludolf Perloff does, like Christine Duffy does. There's nothing better than seeing the boss in the house. Everybody's excited to see the boss, and you know, it means he cares. All right, happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas. I'm not going to talk to you tomorrow. It's Sunday. This is a daily podcast. That's Monday through Saturday. Thank you, Steve. So I will talk to you the day after, which is Monday. Have a great holiday, and thanks for subscribing, downloading, sharing, commenting, reminding me like yesterday, the moron that I am, instead of putting up yesterday's podcast, I put up the day before. Thank you, Chris. People watching out for me. People that want me to, I don't know what they want, but I'm glad they want something. I'll see you.